Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Three Ropes Radio. 90 minutes of pro wrestling news, interviews, and arguments with Scott Finehouse, Mr. 123, Jim Holbert, and featuring ThreeRopes.com senior staff writer Kevin Hagen. You're listening to Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com.
And welcome to the show. As the puck drops in Washington, as the NFL draft starts right now, we are required to be here Thursday at 8 o'clock. Welcome to Three Ropes Radio. Scott Finehouse, Jimmy Holbert sitting here. We're going to be with Rob Cook. Rob Cook is canceled. Feeling a little bit under the weather, so hopefully he gets back to usual, his usual asshole self. And I mean that lovingly. But a lot of things going on here in pro wrestling. We'll talk about them all. Kevin Hagen going to be here later on today as well. We've got East Stroudsburg results coming in. And, Jimmy, we've got some wrestling in Binghamton this weekend.
Yeah, Excite Wrestling Saturday night. It's going to be a good show. Special 6 o'clock start time, so make sure everybody gets there early. And it's a great card. I mean, we found out from Johnny Moose last week that, unfortunately, Sami Callihan won't be here. Sean Carr injured as well, so I'm probably going to screw up his name here. We go.
Well, there was
Tommaso Ciampa.
Tommaso Ciampa is going to be in Excite for Excite. In Binghamton, I shall say, for Excite versus the World 4, as Jimmy said, Saturday. I will never forget that.
6 o'clock.
And the special 6 o'clock start time because, you know, they were trying to get over to the after party over on Conklin Ave at the ranch. Go over there because, you know, that's the thing. Like when you have a steel cage, you got to set up that steel cage and then also you've got to take it down. And that takes a long time, especially with fans leaving the building. Excite coming through and going a little extra for their fans and starting it a little earlier. So that you can get over to the ranch on Conklin Ave.
Yeah, so. And from what we've heard, it's going to be a really good time over there. You know, the ranch is a great place, you know, and it's going to be fun. You know, I might even make an appearance over there.
Oh, geez, don't scare everybody away.
I haven't decided yet. I don't have to work Sunday morning, so I might actually make an appearance and visit an establishment here in the area as I don't get out much. This is probably
Jimmy.
This is probably the most time I get out of my house all week long besides work. So
I feel honored. I feel honored.
But yeah, you know, it's going to be a great show, and you know, just a lot going on right here. You know, right now, as you said, you know, playoff time in the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball,
that tonight,
getting into full swing, and of course, you know, the big thing, as we said, is the NFL draft, which is going to kick off the Los Angeles Rams.
I don't think the big thing is the NFL draft. Not in this house. Not in this house, not in this studio, not ever.
I don't know. When I walked in the door, Marielle was more excited about the draft than she was about the NHL
That's
tonight.
True. Well, I haven't.
And
you
that kind of shocked me. But
I've only been, you know, I've got a couple of years in with her. I haven't taught her everything yet. But yeah, so, you know, a lot of things going on, like we said, in the Nationals grand scheme of things as well. We were talking a little bit, and we're not going to steal thunder about some news that we're going to talk about after the commercial break. You like how I did that? I Johnny Moose teased it there. You know, we'll be back and we'll talk to Kevin Hagen from ThreeRopes.com. And we're going to talk a little NXT. We're going to talk a little, you know, China. That's it. We'll keep talking. We'll be back after this.
Hey everybody, this is Mr. 123 Jim Holbert, and I'm here to tell you about my new show on ThreeRopes.com. It's called 5 Questions of Mr. 123, where I, well, ask 5 questions. First one being the same with every person: how did you become interested in professional wrestling? And then from there, well, it gets kind of crazy. So make sure you check out ThreeRopes.com, and also check out 5 Questions with Mr. 123 Jim Holbert.
Hey, everybody, this is your favorite independent pro wrestler, your Italian hero, Joey Image, here to tell you about my show, That Image Guy. You can find me on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and on YouTube. Also, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can search the hashtag That Image Guy and find me there as well. But now you can also find me on ThreeRopes.com. That's right, Joey Image, ThreeRopes.com, best tag team ever. Check it out, That Image Guy, ThreeRopes.com.
And welcome back to Three Ropes Radio. Scott Bio, Jimmy Holbert, Marielle's even sitting here. And we've got...
And the Los Angeles Rams are officially on the clock.
Okay, well, so is Kevin Hagan as we bring him in from Columbus, Ohio. Kevin, what's going on this week?
None. What is this hockey you talk about? Is that a new game or something?
Well, you know, you got the Blue Jackets over there, so I understand that you probably don't know what playoff hockey is. It extends, and afterwards, the best teams actually go into like this thing called the playoff bracket, and the winner gets to drink all this money or all this alcoholic beverages out of Lord Stanley's cup, which sounds a lot more pornographic than it really is.
Yeah, I'm just used to the only pro team in Columbus, the Ohio State Buckeyes, going to the playoffs and national championship almost every year, so I can understand.
Keep riding that college football fame there. Other people like more sports, but if you're not good in anything, then we're not gonna put you on in Columbus. So, all right. Well, anyway, and keep us updated on the Rams there, Jimmy. Some people do care. I'm not one of them, but you can keep us updated either way. Now. Kevin, your job is to report the news, so report it.
I came back earlier this week that China's manager, Anthony Inzaldo, said that she died of an accidental overdose of Valium and Ambien. So China's say she was still on the drugs, which we kind of knew, and it was an accidental overdose. We know that she was upset over not being invited to the Hall of Fame, which, I can understand. So that's like she was just in a bad place and, bad things happened and she was took too much of this Ambien and Valium and unfortunately passed away from it.
Somebody who took a little bit of nursing,
Oh, boy.
You can tell the difference between somebody who was trying to overdose and somebody who accidentally overdosed, which meant, they didn't like take a ton. Crap ton of pills to kill themselves. She took maybe one or two extra and it didn't work. It affected her system. And unfortunately she passed away.
Let me just time out for a minute.
Did you say you're going to be a nurse?
He said that right. He said, as someone in the nursing,
went to school to be a nurse.
We have an official, legit doctor in the building right now.
And she's nodding.
She's in agreement. That is the first thing. That's the most educated person I've ever seen agree with you ever. My God.
Wow.
We just did something here that is revolutionary. I got to be honest. My goodness. I'm sorry. I know we were talking somber and very serious, but Jesus Christ, what the hell just happened here?
Weird things happen sometimes.
All right. That's my input there. I don't know where to go from that. I cannot believe what just happened. All right, Kevin. I'm sorry
to
change the mood. That shit just got me. Okay, so continue. I'm sorry. Sit over here in the corner.
For you Lucha Underground fans, it looks like Ricochet's going to be staying as he has just signed a new contract. He's still able to take outside booking in promotions that do not have TV. Of course, he does wrestle for New Japan. They do have TV here, but he has signed a new contract. So anyone looking for him to be in the Global Cruiserweight Series tournament, you'll be disappointed because Prince Puma is staying where he's at.
And I am actually getting ready to watch the Trios match with Prince Puma, Rey Mysterio, and the other guy. He got four names. That's all I can remember. He's somebody's son or something like that. And I really haven't had a chance to really catch up on my Lucha Underground.
Me either,
lately.
Honestly.
So maybe you could fill us in a little bit more as to, the Trios tournament that's going on right now.
Well, That I cannot do, so I apologize. I haven't seen it in a couple weeks, so I'm not sure exactly where everything's
going. Is that why this company is really bad? Did we say something about them, like, having financial problems, Lucha?
Yeah,
is that right? They're
losing money left and right, yeah.
So, I mean, the network's going to pull the plug soon, is what we're saying.
Well, because the network owner is also the producer.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if the ratings aren't there, they're gonna can the show.
Ratings,
I mean,
are there. It's just they shoot everything
actually
within the matter of 3 days. I mean,
ratings are not there. Ratings are dropping.
Yeah,
so
I don't know
that high. And beyond
that,
they're not on every cable system.
Right, El Rey doesn't get a lot of airplay. You have to buy a couple extra packages. I remember when I worked at Comcast, you would have to. I mean, El Rey was so high up there that you'd have to have like a $300, you know, cable bill.
I actually have them. I have them on my basic cable.
On El Rey?
El Rey.
On Time Warner.
On Time Warner on my basic cable. Yes.
Really?
I was actually shocked.
U-verse and they don't even have it. Period.
Yeah. See.
And if you get, and actually, if you look at they have that new Sling app out for $20 a month. El Rey is also on there as well.
Yeah, Sling is the best thing ever. Let me just tell you, free TV. Let's just say that. All right. Well, what else is going on in the world of wrestling?
Big debut here in NXT tonight. Eric debuted at the NXT tapings at Soul Sail University, a place you're very familiar with there, Scott.
Oh God.
Yeah.
For all the wrong reasons, Kevin. I certainly assure you.
What's that?
I said I'm familiar with Full Sail. You're correct, but for all the wrong reasons, I assure you. Nothing fun came out of that.
Eric Young came out and interrupted Samoa Joe's interview, and basically those two are going to fight later on in the tapings for a match in a few weeks, maybe next week. And also, what's that?
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that's Bobby Roode was also backstage, as was Tessa Blanchard. So it's like they're stockpiling talent, which I like to see. And let's just see. I hope they can sign them because they have a habit of putting people on TV that aren't signed, James Storm. And, you know, that bites them in the butt. But hopefully they sign them. They are, you know, signed talent, so they can use them whatever they like.
You know, and that's what I was just going to say is before we got on air, me and Scott were talking about the Eric Young thing and Bobby Roode possibly debuting at the next taping as well. But I mean, there's just, it seems like WWE is trying to take all these old, and I use that term, you know, loosely, older TNA talent and bringing them into NXT. And it seems like they're kind of making it like TNA NXT. You know what I mean? With the talent that they got, these would probably be, a lot of these people would be guys that would probably be wrestling in TNA if they were still a stronger brand and didn't have so many financial problems themselves. And like you said, James Storm being a guy that wrestled on, I believe, two programs and then said, you know what, your guys aren't giving me the money I want. See you later. Now they're bringing in guys like Eric Young and Bobby Roode. You know, and they got Samoa Joe and Austin Aries. Do you think that this is leaning towards like another TNA to help develop these guys in NXT?
No, I just think they know talent and they're just going after talent. And Young and Bobby Roode are free agents, and why not sign them?
Okay, but if you're going after talent, why would you go after guys like Eric Young and Bobby Roode and put them on NXT when, again, like I keep saying about Samoa Joe and Austin Aries and other people, those guys should be on the main roster?
Because they want to make it a viable third brand. So they need talent, known talent, in there to do so. Samoa Joe was just in an interview saying when he was first approached a job, they wanted to meet with him, and they were worried about him thinking going to NXT was an insult. And he wasn't, because he noticed they want to make that a brand. It's a great wrestling. So these guys, I don't think, are insulted. I don't think they care for NXT. They just like the fact that they're in WWE, they're working. The money, sure, probably is not there for them, but I don't think they mind it.
Well, the thing is, like, NXT, if you're looking at baseball terms, you know, and those not familiar with baseball, you have A, double A, triple A, and then you finally go to the big leagues. And NXT is a triple A brand. And a lot of these guys, they go up to the big leagues and they get put in positions that, you know, they're not supposed to be in, or they have the ability to shine and then creative dumps, a load on them. I mean, it's really, I mean, we've seen that with Tyler Breeze. We've seen that with Bo Dallas. We've seen that with everybody. Tyler Breeze, probably the biggest example. But, I mean, there's guys now, they've created an environment where if I'm Bally, I don't want to go up. I mean, I'm good making AAA money because I make more than I did in the Indies, and I have a more reliable pay now, you know, pay scale. I get a paycheck every week from a, you know, Fortune 500 company that, you know, I can rely on, not an indie brand. I wouldn't, you know, just for the sake of money. I mean, I don't know. A lot of these guys, I think, are now more focused on their creativeness, their character, because they know that after the WWE, crap, I got to market myself. And you don't want to be put out there kissing Vince McMahon's ass, literally, for instance, because you're not going to be taken as the big, you know, threat that you might have if you just didn't do that and stayed more with your character, you know?
Now, here's a question I have for you, Kevin. Recently, Finn Balor was heard to have been said in an interview that he would rather stay at NXT instead of going up to Raw. Do you think that's a smart move for him?
Yes and no. I think he's obviously loves it down there. He loves working in NXT. But I think the main storyline for him is up in WWE. If he wants the main money, he wants to be on the main roster. And I think with the talent they're bringing in, it's obvious, it's, you know, being the Bullet Club, he has to eventually go to the main roster, whether he likes to or not. Is it smart for him to stay down there? He's made a name for himself there. People who did not know him before he came in there, he's made a name there. And I think it's smart. It's smart if he wants to stay there. It's smart either way. It's a win-win for him. And I'm kind of danced around that, but it's a win-win situation for him.
But, you know, and it's like you said, the Bullet Club, I mean, obviously he was a huge part of that faction. And it seems like if they're gonna do anything with that faction, you know, he should be considered to be a part of it. But it seems like they're going the AJ Styles, you know, Gallows Anderson route to begin with, and then possibly adding him in. You know, is that smart, or, you know, I mean, it just seems like they're trying to throw the Bullet Club at us right away, or at least it seems. But, you know, is it the right situation? You know, I mean, a lot has been said about AJ Styles just coming from New Japan and he's already got a title shot. You know what I mean? Is it because, you know, the Bullet Club was that popular that they think that the WWE needs to do this right away? Or do you think it was something that could be brought along a little bit slower?
I don't think it could have brought along a little slower because everyone knows that connection. And if they did not connect those guys, put them together, people would be wondering why. It's a natural storyline. When you have one of those, you have to run with it. And about AJ Styles getting a title shot, I think a lot of title shots have to do with merchandise sales. That's why Roman Reigns was pushed down her throat. His merchandise sales are strong. They're strong. AJ Styles is very strong as well. Why do you think Cena is getting all the, you know, chances he's got other than he's, you know, the face of the franchise? But his merchandise sales are through the roof.
You know,
they're very impressed with AJ Styles down there. Now,
AJ Styles is a good you know, talent to use, but I mean, is it also because of all the injuries? I mean, obviously Bray Wyatt's down again, you know what I mean? And you know, people are slated to start coming back here soon, but I mean, is it also because of the fact that they just didn't know what to do, you know, as far as the title hunt?
Well, who else would you get to replace him? Who else would you put in that situation? Who else right now is in a position to challenge Roman Reigns, other than, say, a Dean Ambrose, which I still say dropped the ball on that whole best friend thing. Other than Dean Ambrose, who's in a better shape to replace AJ Styles?
True. I mean, you know, you just there's so much going on with, you know, with the Bullet Club and with Finn Balor, and, you know, and like we said, you know, a guy like Tyler Breeze who was brought up, and I mean, really has had no direction. I mean, there's really nobody you could use him with in WWE on Raw or on SmackDown. You know, they had the feud with Dolph Ziggler, who seems like everybody who comes up has a feud with Dolph Ziggler. If you look at Corbin, Baron Corbin right now. We have an
announcement. The first draft pick for people following the 2016 NFL draft. Jared, I'm going to say it wrong, Goff from Jared California, Goff. Quarterback, going to Los Angeles.
Yep, smart pick.
So kind of hard. I think half of our audience goes, who the hell? All right, so I just had to interrupt that because, you know,
Philly is now on the clock.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Chris Berman. I don't know. Continue. Sorry, I had to interrupt.
Well, another thing, Tay, they said that Finn Balor was in the Performance Center in a blocked off area doing a photo shoot. Why was
it
being blocked off? Maybe I'm reading too much into that, you know, but why was it being blocked off?
Why does he not do the demon gimmick like all the time? Is it just because it's that big of a pain in the ass?
Would you want to wait for 3 hours putting that makeup on?
But that thing is electric, man. I mean, that's like Undertaker opening for me. Like, I look at that and I'm like, damn, that shit looks really good.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you see him come out, you know, to that music. And
for a company looking for stars, wouldn't you think that they'd do something?
And that's the biggest – that was the biggest part of his gimmick, too. I mean, was him painting himself up. You know, that was one of the biggest parts of his thing. And, you know, WWE not allowing him to do that a lot, I think, is really hurting him in a way, you know. Do you agree, Kevin?
Well, I don't know if it's – I think that they just save it for special events. I don't think it's going to be – I don't think it's an everyday thing. But you notice every takeover event, he wears it. And, I think it's like The Undertaker at WrestleMania. It's a special attraction.
Right, but The Undertaker is always still The Undertaker. You know, he's not like, oh, yeah, right. Hey, I'm Mark. I sell insurance out in Laredo in the suburbs. Oh. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, WrestleMania, I'm The Undertaker.
He did the badass gimmick for a while.
That's
you know?
True, but he did go through several different chapters of The Undertaker. And, you know, you can have your opinions on whatever you like best. But he still was The Undertaker. I don't know. I think that this thing would – I mean, yeah, I know. I'm an asshole. I don't care how long it takes him to get ready. Get out there and entertain me. I just think that they're missing something.
Does he never not entertain you?
Well, he does in the match. I'm just saying, like, it's just so good. I want to see it all the time. And that's exactly what the WWE wants me to say. So I guess touche. All right. So anything else going on? Is that it? Did we wrap this? I don't know.
No, I have one more. I have one more story
here. Look at you. I love it.
As we all know, TNA is for sale, and I think me and you could buy it right now for about $100 if you want to.
You want to? Because seriously, I could probably get a loan.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to meet Billy Corgan, I tell. Billy Corgan's one of my musical heroes, so yeah, I want to meet him. But right now, there's a rumor flying right now that Ring of Honor owner Sinclair Broadcasting is in the mix to buy TNA, or the rumor to buy TNA Wrestling. They're rebranding the Tennis Network, which I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah.
Got me, and they're rebranding it to be their sports channel, and they're interested in possibly acquiring TNA, which would give them a very large tape library to use, international TV deals. It would be a smart acquisition, but the one major hang-up is
Dixie
Carter.
That was my question. Is she going to give up 51% of this company, or what? Because that's where it always stalls.
She's got to if she wants it to survive.
I just don't understand where TNA is. I was listening to a podcast. I believe it was Bauer and Pollock, and they compared TNA's situation to Adolf Hitler and how he was going to go down and he was going to kill all of his men before they did, you know? And then that's exactly what Dixie Carter's doing. She's saying, you know what? Hop on, and I'm going to make all you guys go down with me. And it's just, you can't do that. And, you know, this lady is trying to hold out 51% of a company that, let's be honest, she drove into financial ruin. The poor people of Texas and Oklahoma who get their power from Panda Energy financing this thing just left and right. If not for them, TNA, Bob Carter would not have sent all that money to his Southern Belle, Dixie Carter, and TNA would have been gone a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I just don't understand.
I mean, they have nothing past their pay-per-view, nothing scheduled, basically because they have no money.
You know what the bigger problem is? A lot of people don't know there is a pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. So, I didn't know until I read the taping results.
I didn't know until you just told me, and I'm not even kidding you. But
I didn't even know they still did pay-per-views.
I mean, I just don't understand where they're at, and we'll have to see. I mean, you know, any company holding in by a thread, I don't know what you're buying at this point. I mean, yeah, like you said, you're buying the international deals that the cable companies are throwing money at TNA, because let's be honest, TNA is still a viable brand outside of the United States. It's just that in the United States, where you make most of your money, where you make most of your tapings, a lot cheaper. I mean, you know, it's a lot cheaper to obviously, you know, throw shows in America than it is to get everybody to get the gang over across the pond. But, you know, in America, they're done for. I mean, I think you're just buying the TV deal that you're going to get for a little bit, showing reruns and best ofs and some merchandise and let's call this a game. You know, and I don't think TNA can come back from where they're at now. We'll have to see.
Well, Billy Corgan should buy it. He really he has the money. I mean, he has Smash and Pumpkin money. He can
well, that's
buy
that's
it
also that's
to.
Also really telling, though, to your point. He has the money, but he hasn't bought it. I think that right there says it right there. I mean, that's the writing is on the wall, I believe.
He's been in talks for like 2 years now to buy TNA. So it's not like he's somebody that's just all of a sudden stepped up and say, well, hey, I'm interested now. He's been trying for 2 years to get a deal done with Dixie Carter. So that just goes to show you how tough she's being about this. And eventually it's going to come to a point where she's going to have no choice but to say, hey, I got to do this. I got to pull the trigger. I got these people's basically livelihoods in my hands. I mean, they just signed, what, 5-6 new talents out there to contracts that they don't even have money to pay them.
Terrible.
You know what I mean? So it's like – that's what they need. They need a money person. They need somebody with the money to come in and pay for these guys' contract and help them get, you know, a TV deal and whatever else they need to do. Maybe they should do WWE and WCW used to do back in the day and hit up these little smaller arenas like our Broome County.
Not the only ones they can fill, and I don't even think they could fill the Broome County one. Let me say this real quick before we wrap. Your TNA is now operating out of, have you seen the headquarters on Twitter? Like in Facebook?
Yeah.
It looks
a warehouse.
Like
a warehouse.
Do I get milk in the back? Is this like a farm that I'm going to? Like, what in the hell is this thing?
It's their actual warehouse where they keep their merchandise. That's where their offices are right now.
And you can buy cheese curds in the back. All right. Well, Kevin, thanks a lot for hanging out this week. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you later. Kevin Hagan, ThreeRopes.com. And Jimmy, when we were doing that, I was also master engineering over here, as they like to say, make me sound more important. And we have Rob Cook is out. He has bowed out of the interview tonight, citing that he was not feeling too well. He was hard to get a hold of all day, so I believe he was probably very under the weather. In replacement, we were going to have Corey, Little Daddy C, call in and you know, I asked him, hey, do you want to go over Strasburg? He said, yeah. So we're going to do that when we come back. Little Daddy C after the break. Got final. Jimmy Hulvert and Marielle texting on her phone. She's still awake, Jim. We're doing our job right. Be back. Jimmy's texting too. Hell, you know what? I'll get on my phone.
Actually,
I'm going to go text Corey. We'll be back.
Philly just made their pick. So, when we
cliffhanger.
Back, we'll have that.
Cliffhanger when we come back.
Not many I trust, I'ma go my own way, God. Take my fate to wherever you want. I'm out here on my son. Won't stop till I give me some. Club hopping, trying to give me some.
Hey everybody, this is Mr. 123 Jim Hulvert, and I'm here to tell you about my new show on ThreeRopes.com. It's called 5 Questions of Mr. 123, where I, well, ask 5 questions. First one being the same with every person. How did you become interested in professional wrestling? And then from there, well, it gets kind of crazy. So make sure you check out ThreeRopes.com and also check out 5 Questions with Mr. 123, Jim Hulvert.
You're listening to Binghamton's number one pro wrestling podcast.
This ain't WCW. This ain't Monday Night Raw. This ain't SmackDown. This ain't even WWE. This, my friend, is
ThreeRopes Radio.
Hey, Jim, what's new about ECPW Showcast now that we're on ThreeRopes.com?
Well, there's two hosts, and we have a new co-host.
What?
Well, me and you have become co-hosts of the show, but now we have a co-co-host.
You're so confusing.
Well, it's Keith Zimmer, the mastermind.
Oh, well, he's confusing too.
Well, join us at ThreeRopes.com and check it out with the new and improved ECPW Showcast with your hosts, Mr. 123 Jim Holbert, and, of course, Philip Bravado, and our new co-co-host, Keith Zimmer, plus drop-ins by, you never know, LDC and many other ECPW stars.
I'm so confused.
And welcome back to Three Ropes Radio. Scott Fino, Jimmy Holbert. And Jimmy, we were just teasing the pick as we update the four fans who watch NFL that listen to us.
Well, yeah, go. The second pick, the Eagles from the trade with the Browns, select Carson Wentz, quarterback out of North Dakota State. Another good, you know, a good quality quarterback, you know.
Where?
The reason why North Dakota
State. North Dakota State? Jesus. Where the hell are we recruiting these NFL players now? Where?
And,
do they have grass in North Dakota?
I don't know.
The hell?
But, I mean, you know, another North good young Dakota. Quarterback. And
have course, I been out of college football that long? Jesus Christ. Are they a good team?
And well, obviously, Sam Bradford's requested a trade.
Many have known
that, you know, the Eagles were going to take this guy with the second pick. And, you know, so that's the reason Sam Bradford.
Did they know he's from North Dakota State?
Probably.
The fighting silos of North Dakota State.
Somebody probably went out there to watch him. But the third pick, we were hoping that, you know.
Do we got more?
Kevin just hung up. You know, the third pick for the Chargers was Joey Bosa, defensive end, Ohio State. So, Kevin, if you're listening,
there's
a big pickup for you.
North Dakota.
Nobody cares about the Cowboys, so we won't worry about them.
I think you lost me at North Dakota State. Anyway, I'll talk to somebody else who doesn't have any crazy idea what the fuck North Dakota State's called. That's Little Daddy C. He's joining us on the line. Thanks for listening to the Sports Report with Chris Berman over here. North Dakota.
It's no worse than Nurse Holbert over there. I was starting to think I had to call in and ask him for some medical advice.
Nurse Holbert, as he was saying, I cannot believe that fact. That's gonna go.
I've just stumped Scott about three times already tonight, and
I'm blown away. All right, so
each their own, brother.
So LDC, how you doing tonight, man?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
We're all right. You know, we're coming off of East Stroudsburg here last weekend. April 22nd, as a matter of fact. And what's that?
Hell of a night that was.
Yeah, well, you made a hell of an impression. You and Rob Cook getting back together, reforming. Is that official, reforming the Enterprise?
As far as I know, it is.
Now, there was, as always, I've heard all these stories. I've been in the second edition of the Enterprise, but this one is the original one. This one's the one that's a lot more strong. And the thing is, I've heard you guys just take over promotions. You certainly did just that in East Stroudsburg that night.
Well, back in the day when we were the Enterprise, like you say, the original, the first Enterprise, that's all we did. Everywhere we went, we took over. People started calling us the second coming of the NWL. And we actually took that as a huge compliment because neither one of us, myself or Rob, consider ourselves anywhere near that level. But we like the fact that when we walk into a building, people get that feeling and we get that reaction. So expect a lot of surprises to come here soon from the Enterprise and just expect a whole lot of chaos because that's what we're good at.
Okay, well now, as a fan, I'm excited because I was around for the original Enterprise. As a manager, as many of you probably saw on my Facebook page, I'm not very happy.
What did happen that night, Jim?
Check this out. Hey, Scott. Me and Draven, the one and only, were actually listening to the beginning of this. Draven was here with me, and we both joked about how we should start a drinking game and how many times Jim Holbert puts himself over during your guys' podcast. I'm pretty sure I'd be talked by now.
You guys are, yeah, you're pretty drinking pretty heavily. This guy's no stranger to putting himself over here.
Of all braids, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, who knows what you there, Mr. 123?
Hey, LDC, take 3 aspirin and you'll be all right, okay?
I fell flat in the bakery, pal. I'm wired tonight.
The bakery and strong effect going on here tonight. Now, my bakery
is under construction until about 8 a.m., so like I said, it's pretty wiry feeling even.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you and you said Draven was there. You and Draven and Rob Cook defeated the British Wolf, Brandon Alpha, and Big Papa Chill, managed by Mr. 123, Jimmy Holbert. And, you know, you guys are coming on strong. What do you think about Draven as well? As long as he's sitting there, I'm gonna make some awkwardness and have you answer honestly. You know, you're sitting there, the ECPW, showcase champion, and Draven is somebody who defeated you for it, and you know he doesn't have the chance yet to get back. Where does Draven sit, do you think? And is Draven there? Is he looking for that title or what? Am I causing trouble? Maybe, but what's going on over there?
Well, to be perfectly honest, he took off here just about 20 minutes ago because some fat chick called, and you know how Draven is. As soon as the fat chick comes squawking, he goes running.
That is the most completely honest answer you could give.
Hey, who's more honest than LDC, brother?
Absolutely.
But the point, I'll answer your question, and to answer your question, yeah, he's still in the title hunt. I mean, let's be honest. The other night, I was supposed to face the British Wolf. I'm not even sure right now how this all went down. All I know is I got jumped by a bunch of punks down in Stroudsburg, including the British Wolf. Next thing I know, Draven, the one and only, is in the ring getting my back, which, hey, cool, thanks, bro. Next thing I know, Rob Cook comes out of nowhere. And I'll be honest, this wasn't planned. This wasn't expected. Rob Cook showed up, and he saved my ass. So bad props to Rob Cook. Better, bigger props to the Fast Enterprises back. But if you watch the end of the match, I'll always have respect for Draven, but at the end of the day, he's not Enterprise, so he had to go. He had to get booted that night.
Well, another guy that you teamed with was Rob Cook, and you know we haven't gotten a chance to actually talk to you since Stand Up and Fight 5 and Stand Up and Fight Weekend, I guess. And you know, you guys had a hell of a match. You are, as I just mentioned, the ECPW Showcase champion. Your thoughts on ECPW Stand Up and Fight 5? Your thoughts on Rob Cook before and after the match? Maybe if there was something that changed with your thought process, did he earn your respect? That kind of deal. Just your overall thoughts.
Well, I'll be honest, man, as much shit as I talk over all the years, Rob never lost my respect. Rob lost my friendship for 5 years. You see, Rob's always been a real tight friend of mine. And when that went down 5 years ago, that all ended. As far as I was concerned, I didn't care to do anything other than punch that guy in his face. So by Stand Up and Fight 5 on April 1st, that's all I went and wanted to do. And I'll give him credit. He took me to my limits. I mean, let's be honest. The match was probably 20 minutes. It wasn't even, you know, the longest match you've ever seen. But I was sore, beat down, tired, exhausted, you name it. He took me to my limits in those 20 minutes. I've had matches that lasted an hour that I didn't feel that beat up afterwards. So as far as respect for in the ring, it never left. It's always going to be there. Now, respect for him coming out and saving my ass in Stroudsburg, that respect does double. I was getting beat down by 3-4, I don't even know how many guys. I'm laying on the ground getting knocked and kicked on. All of a sudden, I heard Metallica kick in. I'm still shocked. I didn't know he was going to do that. But one thing I do know is we reformed the Enterprise that night. Like I said, be ready, ECPW, because you haven't seen chaos like this in over 5 years.
Well, you know, another big thing that happened after that after we had all left the ring, and that was the actions of Sean Carr. You haven't really had a chance to really say anything about that as well. Rob, that was one of the reasons why Rob wanted to be on the show tonight, was to make to talk about that. Your thoughts on what happened with that situation?
You know, man, for weeks I've been trying to figure that situation out. Back in June, everybody knows, me and Sean Carr, we did our thing. We got over it. We got past it. We whooped on each other. Everybody saw it. He won. Cool, props to him. Always had my respect in the ring, still does. Now, as far as April 1st goes, him and Rob Cook, they have their issues, I guess. Hey, that's cool. That's between them. Even though me and Rob Cook are cool now, Sean Carr and Rob Cook, they can have their issues. The one thing I don't like and I still don't understand is how and where Johnny Moose became involved in this with Sean Carr. Okay, Johnny Moose was supposed to be one of Rob Cook's best friends. That's all we heard for 5 years. That's why he stayed in Excite. Now he comes out, does the match with me, loses the match to me, respectfully tries to bow out and leave Binghamton, and all of a sudden here comes Johnny Boost, here comes Charlie Cheeseburger with Sean Carr. Like, okay, Sean, I get it, bro. No disrespect, but I don't know what you're thinking on that one.
Well, there was a lot of controversy there at the end, and, you know, Johnny Moose had a lot of things to say about Rob Cook here last week, and it seems like there's a lot of trouble brewing between Rob Cook and Johnny Moose, and there seems to be a lot more, as you were alluding to, a lot more to that than meets the eye. I mean, you know, it kind of shocked me that Sean Carr came out there too, but Sean Carr now seems to be Johnny Moose's golden boy. And I think that's what we're doing moving in here. I think Rob Cook is the, you know, it's kind of like in kindergarten when you get a friend and then a new one moves in from a new school and you're like, yeah, I don't need this old friend anymore because the new one's cooler. I think that's what Johnny Moose is playing right now.
Me, bro, that's Johnny Moose's motive. It has been for 5 years. You know, I've been screaming this for 5 years. That's what the guy does. He comes in, he plays best friends with everybody, messes everything up, and then he walks around, figures out how much more chaos he can cause after that. I mean, dude, I've been calling Charlie Cheeseburger for 5 years for nothing, guys.
Well, let's move on real quick to go back, I guess, to Draven. He had a hell of a weekend in East Stroud, or in McAdoo and Binghamton for Stand Up and Fight. You know, in particular, his match. Now, in Binghamton, he fought Big Papa Chill, and we've seen that match. But I'm talking about the one in McAdoo that a lot of people didn't get a chance to see. That was against Sean Carr in a losing effort, but Draven really looked strong there, and I was talking to you, LDC, and, you know, he gained your respect a little bit there.
You know, again, I can't reiterate enough that Draven does. He gains my respect more and more, it seems like, with every match, in the last year especially. We've gone over, you know, how I've beaten the crap out of this guy time in and time out. He doesn't die. He's like the Energizer Bunny. But then you move on to somebody with a completely different style like Sean Carr. You see, everybody knows LDC likes to use weapons and do the hardcore and all that. Well, Sean Carr is a 100% thoroughbred wrestler. I mean, this guy is what we call super indie. He can go. And for somebody like Draven, who, let's be honest, is not on the level of a Sean Carr, and I'll say this right to Draven's face, he hung. He did. He was close. He almost beat him a few times. He had us all kind of wide-eyed and big smiles going, holy cow, you know. So we thought Sean was going to walk in there and kind of pretty much, you know, wipe the floor with Draven, so to say. But he didn't. Draven did hang. I'll give him that.
Now, going forward, you know, as we head into Cortland next week, you know, who do you see with the influx of new talent that's returning? Who do you see as some of your top contenders that you might have to deal with for the ECPW Showcase Championship?
Well, first off, if you're gonna talk about the newcomers, I mean, you know, we all know they're not newcomers; they're just returning. But at the end of the day, yeah, okay. Excellent, comes out top of my mind. You know, here's a guy who stays fairly quiet. He comes in, he has his matches, he does what he has to do. Those are the guys I always watch for and worry about, because the quiet guys, they're the ones that are going to come at you when you're not expecting. There's plenty of others too to answer your questions. And you got Nick Napoleon, you got Sean Carr, you got a whole bunch of guys now. You got Brandon Elfa, he's looking to get himself some gold. You got a lot of talent. A lot of talent now that we didn't have a year ago, and things are really heating up around ECPW. I think we proved that over this last month.
You know, and speaking of, you know, guys like Sean Carr, and, you know, we've already asked you, you know, if you'd love to have another match with him, and we all know the answer. But, you know, there's another guy, as we look at the poster, that's making a big return after a long time, and that's Mark House. Big part of ECPW back in the day with Super Bad, now known as Dick Justice, the tag team High and Mighty. You know, he's really come a long way himself. You know, is he another guy that you could you think have a good match with and you know, defend that championship against?
Oh, most definitely. And again, you know, I'm not going to talk any shit. Awesome competitor. The guy wrestles all over the country. He's definitely got the experience to try to take my belt, and you never know. You know, on any given night, I could lose that belt to anybody. So, yeah, to answer your question, definitely, man. Definitely competition. Definitely something I welcome. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's Glenn Post. This is Your Life 2, live from the Cortland County Junior Fairgrounds. It is, what is it? It's the 6th, right? May 6th.
Yes,
looking at the poster. Okay, well, let's focus on that night. Commissioner Johnny Moose's own Stand Up and Fight challenge. Johnny Moose saying last week on Three Rope Radio that This could be his last ECPW show ever. I don't know where he's going with that, but he's going to make it a big one. And it's on the poster as Little Daddy C and Robert Cook versus Big Papa Chill and Draven, the one and only. Your thoughts going into this, and as I'm assuming, you know, you guys are anticipating teaming up, right?
Oh, I can't wait. You know, again, I couldn't be happier, man. You go back to, you know, a month ago, I wanted to rip Rob Cook's head off. And don't get me wrong, there's times on the daily that I still do. But that's what made us so tight. That's what made us friends. You see, like tonight, Rob can't make it. Rob's out. Guess who's there? LDC. And back in the day, it was always the same way. If LDC couldn't make it, guess who was there? To anybody who doesn't know, get on YouTube. Do your research. Pop in Enterprise, ECPW. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. This is a family. ECPW and the Enterprise together, forget about it. Forget about it. This is a family that can't be stopped.
Well, you know, and you know what I thought was the most telling thing that ECPW had totally flip-flopped here and it started a brand new is I'm watching this match between you and British Wolf, and I see some commotion come down to the ring, and then I see who saves you. And that's what I want to focus on. You were bailed out as you were, I mean, totally unfairly beaten down by Jackass over here and his cronies. But who saves you but Draven, the guy that you've beat up and down the East Coast, literally, and some nights I didn't believe he would get up again, and Rob Cook, the guy that 5 years of just turmoil and hatred and you know, I mean, yeah, you say you respected him and he respected you, but there were not a lot of nice things said. These two guys are the ones that come out and help you out there. I mean, I think that's very telling, and I think that alone says that ECPW is definitely shaken up. So, you know, if you haven't come out to a show, come on out. It's totally, you know, I mean, the last three shows, ECPW is on fire. And you know, at the forefront of that, the showcase champion, LDC. So we really appreciate it. And everything is going to go well here. ECPW, like I said, on a roll, go out Cortland, New York. Any last thoughts going into Cortland?
We've packed every house for the last three shows. Before that, we took about 8 months off. We were really slow. We were really quiet. Everybody wondered what we were doing. Well, for three shows in a row, we've proven everybody what we were doing. We were improving ECPW Showcase. Now, if you haven't gotten a chance to come out and see that yourself, May 6th, a week from Friday night, that's your chance. Come up to Cortland. It's going to be beautiful out this time of year. We're at a pole barn at the fairgrounds. This is a place that loves us, and we love that. So if you want to come see the new ECPW Showcase, this is the time to do it. My thoughts going into the match, I feel sorry for Big Papa Chill and I feel sorry for Draven because I ain't got nothing personal against either one of them. But Charlie Cheeseburger made this match. So Charlie Cheeseburger just signed their death warrant because if they're going against me and Rob Cook at the old school Enterprise, all I got to say is we don't need to announce it. It's going to be an ODQ hardcore tag match.
If that doesn't convince you to get the hell out there, I'm not really sure what's going to. 4292 Fairgrounds Road, Google it, Friday, May 6th. The poster is everywhere. Tickets, 15 ringside in general is 12. Little Daddy C, thanks a lot for coming on the show this week. And we always appreciate the call in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Little Daddy C, the showcase champion. And we're going to go to a commercial break, Jimmy. And you know what? We're going to talk about this this show coming up. You might have heard of it. Excite versus the World. We've got a lot of great people there. And a lot of things that we need to uncover. So we're going to go over that when we come back. Three Ropes Radio,
You're
Scott and Jim.
You're listening to Binghamton's number one pro wrestling podcast.
This ain't WCW. This ain't Monday Night Raw. This ain't SmackDown. This ain't even WWE. This, my friend, is
Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com.
Hey everybody, this is your favorite independent pro wrestler, your Italian hero, Joey Image, here to tell you about my show, That Image Guy. You can find me on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and on YouTube. Also, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can search the hashtag That Image Guy and find me there as well. But now you can also find me on ThreeRopes.com. That's right, Joey Image, ThreeRopes.com. Best tag team ever. Check it out. That image guy. ThreeRopes.com.
And welcome back to Three Ropes Radio. Scott Fino, Jimmy Hulbert still, Marielle still here, still awake.
Still awake.
I think we should just like start updating that. Like, you know, is she awake or isn't she? Did she fall out? No, Marielle still kicked out at two. There were a couple false finishes, but she got out, powdered. She's all ready now. She's ready to get back in.
She's still awake. She hasn't given us any updates on the draft, on the hockey scores or
anything.
She's
supposed to be the producer of this thing.
You know,
she's just
chilling tonight. You know, she's making you run this whole show.
I know. And you know, it's getting hard. And so the bad thing is that Washington's up 1-0 on my Penguins. Now, the other update that we have for the NFL draft, we ended with the Philly or with the Chargers.
It was Dallas. They drafted the running back.
I just gave you a Wu-Tang sound clip.
I'm just waiting for it to load. But I believe it was
Ezekiel Elliott from another Ohio State. Jesus, I'm so glad that Kevin is off the. We'll hear about it next week.
And then the Jacksonville Jaguars with the 5th pick.
What are you talking about?
Okay, there it goes. With the 5th pick. Oh, from Florida State, Jalen Ramsey, the cornerback. So good pickup for Jacksonville, staying in Florida.
Okay, now back to the world of wrestling. ECW. No, Excite Wrestling is back Saturday night, April 30th, with Excite versus the World 4. The front row, quickest front row sellout of Excite Wrestling history. So congratulations to Johnny Moose and congratulations to the team over there at Excite Wrestling. Sold out, Jim. I mean, I remember that there were about 18 tickets that were going to be sold at the 4th anniversary show that I heard about. So Johnny Moose, congratulations to him. He's had a hell of a week he went on, and obviously well documented, Sammy Callahan pulling out of the Excite versus the World 4 show. In his place, Tommaso Ciampa, somebody that is on NXT's radar, signed actually officially to WWE. He's on a Tier 2 contract, which allows him to work independent shows that aren't filmed, I believe is what the deal is, along with Johnny Gargano. Gargano not going to be there this evening that we're talking about,
well,
but Ciampa is going to be.
We really can't say that.
Wow.
Because if Ciampa's going to be there, we still don't know who Chuck Taylor is going to face yet.
That is true.
So, you know.
You know, when you first said that, I'm like, you're kind of crazy.
I said that last week, and, you know, everybody kind of looked at me like, nah. But,
you know, it's starting to get a little more legitimacy. There might be something there. Now, the Excite Heavyweight title match champion, M-Dog, Matt Cross, going to be taking on challenger Greg Excellent, somebody that in your house is a very popular dude. Matt Cross coming back from his Lucha Underground fulfillment. He had to do some tapings over there. He wrestles...
Son
of Havoc. So he is escaping me there. He's all over the place. And Matt Cross coming back to defend his Excite Heavyweight Champion against the guy, Greg Excellent, who has pinned Mark House, who was a former Excite Champion as well, on his return. Actually, kind of spoiling the return for Mark House.
Yeah, and it was, a good match. And, Greg Excellent is a talented, different kind of wrestler.
He looks like Mountain Dew bottle. Does he not? He looks like a Mountain Dew bottle.
The guy does, excuse me, intergender matches.
You gonna die over there?
He's a guy that, you know, you really wouldn't think is that good of a wrestler, but he thrives in the intergender matches. I would have loved to have seen this guy in Lucha Underground, you know, where the women do wrestle, and, you know, it'd be kind of funny to see him, you know, in some of the matches. And he's a funny guy, you know. He's not really a serious wrestler, but he's going to have to be a serious wrestler here to beat Matt Cross for that Excite Championship.
Yeah, and, you know, he has wrestled in serious wrestling promotions such as CZW, a former junior heavyweight and a former world tag team champion in CZW. I've actually seen, I'm not kidding you when I tell you this, I have seen Greg Excellence's mother do a goddamn moonsault in Voorhees, New Jersey, to a crowd that popped the roof off of the Flyer Skate Zone and had Gabe Sapolsky look over at me and just be like, the hell did I just see? Because we were sitting there, and I'm just like, I think I literally just seen his mom do a moonsault. and that is true. So that happened. But yeah, you know, more comedic wrestler coming in, and he's going to have to be more serious. He's going to have to get that more of that CZW kind of feel coming in. And hopefully the matches between the next one we'll go over, which is DJ Hyde and Matt Tremont. These guys have damn near killed one another. I mean, they wielded chairs at one another that made the locker room come out and stop the chaos that was going on in the ring. These guys are involved in an Excite Street fight, and I'm sure that the entire American Legion is going to be covered that night.
Well, yeah, and, you know, these guys just haven't been wrestling each other at Excite. These guys have been facing each other all over the East Coast.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a rivalry that's really going, you know, multi-company. You know what I mean? No matter where these two guys are, they hate each other. They want to kill each other. They want to beat each other up. And, you know, Matt Tremont is a pretty, you know, good guy. He gave us an interview, a couple interviews, actually, for threeropes.com, the last Excite show. And, you know, he's bound and determined to end DJ Hyde.
The thing is, Tremont, a former CZW World Heavyweight Champion, as we know, DJ Hyde, the owner of CZW, and not a popular guy, let me tell you, down in New Jersey and the Philly area. So, you know, we'll have to see what goes on here. And, you know, when you talk to Matt Tremont, it's kind of crazy. He flips a switch when he goes out there, because when you talk to him, he's like, oh, hey, how you doing? And then he goes out and rips somebody's face off. And you're like, wait, is that the same guy that I just shared a pretzel with? And it is. And you're like, holy crap. And that makes him 12 times scarier, in my opinion. So we'll have to see. Now, Sean Carr, obviously, as you alluded to earlier, out. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a leg injury. He's posting these physical therapy pictures that he's showing on Facebook.
And still making all of his bookings, though.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and I'm glad you said that. It's really impressive to me that he's driving all the miles and making all the bookings that he was guaranteed to do. That shows a lot of maturity from him, and I think that's really cool. You know, I think that's really commendable, because a lot of guys would be like, well, I'm not booked, so I'm not going. And you see the professionalism in Sean Carr when he makes these dates and says, hey, you know, I can't wrestle, but whatever you need me to do, yeah, I'm there for it.
I'll still come sign autographs, you know. He's got merch, you know, plenty of merch to sell, you know what I mean? And it does. It just shows the maturity that has come of Sean Carr over the last 5 years, you know what I mean? It's, you know, we keep saying 5 years, you know, and a lot of the people that listen to our program really know what we're talking about as far as the 5 years go. You know, but there are some people that don't know that there was a lot of animosity between a lot of people over 5 years, you know, and, you know, it really sucked. I don't know how else to put it. I mean,
truly,
you know, because a guy like Sean Carr back then was just really starting to make a name for himself.
Right. Locally. You
know? Locally.
Not super indie, but
now
locally.
A month ago, I had a chance to go out with him, to Lancaster and to see him wrestle Johnny Gargano. And it was just amazing to see the maturity that has come over these years of not seeing him. And it's just great. And it just showed, like, again, it just shows his character to say, hey, I was booked, I can't wrestle, but I'm still going to come and I'm still going to do whatever I can to help the company out.
Yeah. And that, they, you know, like we said, it says a lot. So big ups to him for doing that. Now, moving on, Binghamton, popular Binghamton wrestler, Jay Freddie, taking on Alexander James. You see this Alexander James guy? Did you get a lot of chance to talk or just to watch him?
Remember,
arrogant guy.
Remember, he reminded me of that. Remember that one guy we used to have, Beverly Beaverwick?
Beverly
Berwick.
Something like
that. Yeah, that's who that reminds me of.
Yeah, he's Beverly Berwick. Yeah, but, you know, Alexander James is a great wrestler in his own. He's taking on Binghamton, popular Binghamton wrestler, Jay Freddie. Jay Freddie gets the crowd going, too. I like both of these guys. I like this match. It's something that I think is you know, it's not going to, I mean, no offense to these guys, it's not going to steal the show, but it's damn sure going to put a solid mark on it. And, you know, as you said, Johnny Moose, He's got all these wrestlers that are saying that they want to go out and have the best match. So, you know, we got to think about that. And this match is going to be just as good as any other, and I'm excited for it. Now, Alex Payne takes on your boy, Mark House. Mark House needs this win more than Alex Payne does. Mark House needs to get back on track. If he's going to be disgruntled, he better have a reason to be disgruntled. And I'm not trying to, you know, hate on Mark House, but at the same time, he's got to turn it around here.
You're right. He does. He has to put up. I mean, Alex Payne is a young, talented wrestler.
Yep.
Who's trying to make a name for himself, and yep. He's looking at this match as a way to catapult himself into contention. You know, a higher contention for the Excite Championship. And Mark really needs to take this match seriously. He really needs to get a win here to solidify himself. For an Excite Championship that he should still have, honestly.
No, it's true. I mean, you know, he went out with an injury, and hey, man, you know, you're gone for a couple of months, and things tend to change. I mean, in any job, and you know, it's no different in wrestling. So, now this match is probably going to get changed. As a matter of fact, I know it's going to get changed because Nick Napoleon is not going to be an attendant. Well, he's going to be in attendance. He's not going to be wrestling. He just got. You know, the results back from his test from his doctor. He got injured in the steel cage match. That is a shoot, and he is not going to be able to compete. But as it is on the paper right now, Mike Van Slyke versus Sozio, Brute Van Slyke, I shall say, versus Sozio, versus Mike Skyros, versus Isis Epic, versus Kevin Graham, versus Nick Napoleon. Now, like I said, Napoleon's out. But here's the question, Jim. We see Sozio in there. Sozio just came in from Crusade for a Change. He was just admitted as a new member. Crusade for Change does not have an agenda as far as I can see. I mean, I've had my people get with your people and our people, tried to see all these connections, and there are none, Jim. There is no motive known for Crusade for Change's chaos and Excite Wrestling. They are targeting anybody, and in this match, they can take out Van Slyke, they can take out Ethics, and they can take out Graham. Three, by the way, two CW guys, and what a way to make a statement if they do it that way.
Well, you know, you're right, and it's going to be interesting to see the Crusade for Change. You know, there's so many different members of the Crusade for Change because, you know, obviously they're not just part of Excite, you know, another group that's going all around the East Coast, you know, and causing destruction.
Oh yeah, everywhere.
You know, TJ Marconi, Anthony Gargone, and Darius Carter as well. You know, he doesn't come to Excite, but people seem to forget to realize that he is a part of this and as well. So I mean, and Sozio being announced in a match, so you know that Marconi and Gargone are going to be there.
Well, who else is going to be there is the Xer guys. They're making their debut, and the Xer guys, man. I mean, what can we say about these guys? I mean, great gimmick, fun wrestlers, and they're coming to Excite. And it's going to be interesting to see how they're perceived because Excite Wrestling, a little bit more of a serious crowd. These guys, far from serious.
Yeah, these guys really take the cake when it comes to comedic tag team wrestling. You know, two guys we've had the opportunity of working with a few times, and you know, it's gonna be a interesting tag team match. We don't know who they're going against, so that's gonna be quite interesting in its own right. But
well, Axel Lennox right now not booked. You know, he's gonna be there, but he's not booked in an official match right now, so we'll have to see who teams up and takes these guys on. But, you know, I'm really happy. I'm really excited that Excite made the trip or made the decision, I shall say, to give these guys a chance to come in and entertain a lot of fans. I think they're going to bring a lot to this show. That's, you know, let's be honest, Jim, it's really starting to shape up. I mean, there's been a lot of problems here, and Johnny Moose has admitted it openly right here on this show. But the thing is, they turned this curveball around and they got full contact. And you know, it could go over the wall, Jim. This could be a home run for Excite Wrestling. It's their biggest show. They've had a lot of problems with the Callahan and the Carr thing that have not been their problems. And you know, hats off to them for coming through. And we still got a hell of a surprise. Who's gonna take on Chuck Taylor? The hint from Moose is some people will love it and some people will hate it. Not much of a hint. But you know, you make a good point on Johnny, but Johnny Wrestling, but you know, we'll have to see if it's him or if it's somebody else.
I'm interested, man.
I gotta go.
Is it somebody in the company? Is it, you know, somebody who's not in the company? Is he bringing somebody in just for this match? You never know. I mean, this was the fans' most voted match that they wanted to see. They wanted to see this at the last show. You know what I mean? And you know, Moose, you know, for once, you got to give him credit.
Oh, absolutely.
Did what was, you know, cliche to say, best for business for Excite Wrestling and making this match. You know, now all of a sudden it's not going to happen. So what's going to happen? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to find out. It's the Post 80. It's Binghamton, New York. It's Saturday night, April 30th. You're about to say, oh, by the way, it's going to be like a 7:30 or something. No, it's 4:30 that the doors open. And there's going to be a rumor that there's going to be a pre-show match. So show up. And what was that? This Saturday. Thank you. You don't have to whisper. You know, people know you're here. This Saturday, Excite Wrestling. Sorry. April 30th.
And since she's here, I figured I'd go and
uh-oh. We've got a draft update here.
We have a draft update since we are now waiting on the Buccaneers pick, which is my favorite team. Draft moving along pretty quick.
Nobody gives a shit what your favorite team is.
We left off. The Ravens were on the clock. They picked offensive tackle Ronnie Stanley from Notre Dame. 49ers picked DeForest Buckner, defensive end, Oregon. And here's Marielle. The Titans picked.
Wait, she got drafted?
Jack Conklin, offensive tackle, Michigan State.
Who?
Whoa.
So that was a lot of she was all night. Tackle. That was great, I guess.
So I'm waiting on the Bucs pick. They have 6 minutes left. So
I'm waiting on the Giants, but you know they're good, so they don't pick till later. Anyway, you're looking at the number one and number two last year, and you guys are like, let's talk football. And I'm like, what? Who the hell cares? But anyway, that was Excite Wrestling. It's coming to you, as we said, by Johnny Moose and the gang.
Three Ropes will be there.
Three Ropes will be there. Thank you. And we will be live tweeting the event as usual. We'll have the results. And we're going to have, as always, Brian Wark going to be there ringside taking photos
for us. Yep,
so.
Brian Wark going to be there. You'll be there. I'll be there. Brent will be there.
I mean, everyone, except for you if you're listening and you don't have your tickets.
We will be fully staffed. Ian Daddy Bones will be there. So
pretty
much the entire staff, Three Ropes staff.
We had this
will be
thing
there.
Pretty well promoted until you said that. but yeah, in all seriousness, everything's going good for Binghamton Wrestling. So we're going to be back. We're going to figure out what the hell to talk about for the last half hour. And you guys can listen to the third and final. I don't know what to say. We'll be back.
You're listening to Binghamton's number one pro wrestling podcast.
This ain't WCW. This ain't Monday Night Raw. This ain't SmackDown. This ain't even WWE. This, my friend.
Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com.
Hey, everybody. This is your favorite independent pro wrestler, your Italian hero, Joey Image, here to tell you about my show, That Image Guy. You can find me on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and on YouTube. Also, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can search the hashtag That Image Guy and find me there as well. But now you can also find me on ThreeRopes.com. That's right, Joey Image, ThreeRopes.com, best tag team ever. Check it out, That Image Guy, ThreeRopes.com.
All right, well, welcome back to Three Ropes Radio. Scott Fino, Jimmy Holbert, Mariel, chilling here. Merrill doesn't say much. Unless you say that Tennessee drafted an offensive tackle from Michigan State. And then you get, yeah!
Actually, we just had our first trade of the draft.
Oh.
The Buccaneers traded their
That's
pick.
Awesome. So you're not even going to get a pick.
To the Chicago Bears.
Oh, I love it.
I don't
For
know.
What?
It was something that was already in the works that if one of the couple
look
players
at you
that
pretend
they wanted
like
to get.
You know.
No, actually, it's something I read last night because I was reading up on the draft while I was awake all night at work. You know, that there was a possibility that the Bears would trade up to get somebody that the Buccaneers actually trading ahead of the Giants. Giants have the next pick after this.
Okay.
So instead, we will be picking after the Giants instead of before the Giants.
Well, that should be. So there's that. Now, I noticed, when we were talking, we didn't go over East Stroudsburg. We were going to do that with Corey, little daddy Siva. Then we, spun it off a little bit and talked with him. But yes, Jimmy, East Stroudsburg, Friday, April 22nd. It was a good night. It saw High C defeat Joe Scott. I don't know how much of this match of the show you've seen.
I did not get to see this match, but I was talking to Gino, and these are two young guys who are starting to break into the business, and big guys. They're not small.
Well, High C was from Hawaii, and he was a bigger guy. Joe Scott, an average size regular wrestler, but he couldn't come up with the win over High C, but very impressive, Joe Scott. So both of those younger guys leading off our show. Now, moving on, the future is now, and the future truly is now, Jimmy. Luke Babcock defeated LJ Green, a newcomer that we saw, Super B. And Frankie the Pizza Guy, Giovanni, who is now the NEPA champion thanks to the second night of Stand Up and Fight in McAdoo, and thanks to a tournament that he won over Junior Soba. But Frankie the Pizza Guy falling to Luke Babcock. Luke Babcock showing an impressive streak here. I mean, he's coming back and he defeats three guys that are, making a name for themselves, all three of them, in ECPW.
You know, and I was kind of impressed by Super B. You know, he's a taller kid. He's about 6'3", 6'4", maybe. You know, and Luke Babcock is like we've been saying for the past year now. He's finally coming to his own. He's finally doing what he needs to do, and he's showing up and he's defending. You know, well, he didn't defend his title this night, but I mean, he's proving that he deserves to be the ECPW United States champion.
Now, let me say something before we forget, and it's not in chronological order at all, but the referee for this night, and I want to seriously here, because I know you used to be referee, and occasionally you take the booking, but Billy Gannon did a hell of a job in East Stroudsburg, and I think it needs to be said on here, because he went the Iron Man match, something or the Iron Man referee gig, I guess, something and something that's very hard to do. I'd love to know. I mean, I know you didn't get a chance to see fully, but I would love to, get your opinion eventually on this, because you need to watch this guy, ref. I mean, he really is a great ref. And I told him that in the ring. A lot of people told him that backstage. Just for a shoot, hell of a job for Billy Gannon that night.
And he really did. And we thank him for stepping in. And, it was one thing we didn't even think about as showtime came up. Everything was good. Everybody was there. We were out, going over the show. We were getting ready to start. And then we don't have a referee. And Billy got stuck wearing my stuff. So, he had to put on a belt and kind of wrap it around him twice and put on my big old shirt. And luckily he's taller, a little taller than me. So the shirt kind of filled out, so it worked out. And, I didn't get to see a lot of what of the matches and, because I've taken on more of a backstage role as far as ECPW has gone. And, from what I hear, everybody thought he did great. I mean, the wrestlers, said he was very into all the matches. People who were watching it had said, he did well. He was very attentive, it's nice to know that, we have people like that. And that was, that's one thing that, you know, back in the day when I did do a lot of training back with ECPW when I was a referee, was making sure everybody knew, you know, how to do the job of a referee. You know, that was always, you know, make sure you know more than one thing to do in this business.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, and Billy, you know, this isn't the first time he's been a referee for us. He's helped us out on other occasions before as well. So, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, people are learning things here in ECPW, and, you know, definitely commend Billy. We can't thank him enough. I mean, we would have had to really kind of redid the whole show.
Well, I sure as hell ain't doing it.
If we couldn't find anybody else. So, you know, again, yeah, thanks to Billy for that.
Now, moving on, Cody Ozenkel, Cody O, as we'll call him, as he told me to call him, thank God, defeated the Wrestling Mummy in, let's be honest, a squash match. The Wrestling Mummy, okay. Now, the Flows, Frankie and Junior, respectively, the ECPW Heavyweight Champion and the ECPW Junior Heavyweight Champion. Jesus, I'm getting good at this, Jimmy. Defeated the Cash Masters. The Cash Masters coming in, shooting money all over the place. And I picked up a couple bucks of my own. And then we went to Sheets. Don't make me. But, you know, Flo's defeated Cash Masters here.
Yeah, and that was one match I did get a chance to see, and it was a very good match. Cash Masters, very talented tag team in Pennsylvania. They travel all over PA, New Jersey. Really an up-and-coming tag team. Clayton is a guy that I've seen wrestle before. Very talented. Sean is, you know, used to be a part of a tag team called Better Than You. So, you know, these two guys kind of come together, you know, leaving their former teams, and, you know, they're tag team guys, and they know it, and they really excel, and they almost pulled it out against the Flows, and, you know, and the Flows knew it, and definitely a great tag match.
To put that into perspective, the Flows are kind of like ECPW's mega powers with the Hogan and Savage kind of deal, like the, you know, two champions, you know, coming together and teaming, and not
father
only
and
that,
son.
Father and son, which means they know each other real well. So, you know, and I was impressed. I felt like I was out of the loop that night because I'd never seen the Cash Masters, and a lot of people had. I never seen them live. I never, you know, my loop did not go with theirs for a while. And, you know, I was really impressed. You know, they came in, and to me, they had high acclaim coming in with all my friends telling me that, hey, these guys are awesome. And they proved that they really were. They were really good. I hope to have them back. That would be great. You know, I mean, like you said, they barely lost this match. And that says something with a team like the Flows. Now, Axel Lennox defeated Dasher Hatfield. And let me tell you something, Jim. This is the match that I was looking forward to. I said it long ago. Dasher Hatfield came down and put Axel Lennox in a Boston Crab that I'd never seen before. Axel Lennox uses the shoulder straps, okay, as the, you know, the wrestling attire. So what Dasher Hatfield did was took the shoulder straps down from Axel Lennox's shoulders, tied his legs in them, thus for giving Axel Lennox a Boston Crab without even touching him. Now, this confusion is added to the fact that Axel Lennox crawls over to the ring, grabs the bottom rope, and asks the referee for the person to let go of the hold, because as we know in wrestling, the rules are state 5 seconds, something that you could never count to. And not only does he get to the bottom rope, but he has to release it himself. Dasher Hatfield isn't even touching him. In fact, Axel Lennox is giving himself the Boston Crab and cannot get out of the Boston Crab. So, crazy match. But let me tell you one more thing about this. Dasher Hatfield has got the most beautiful arm drag I've ever seen on the indies. And I'm not bullshitting you, ever on the indies, period.
Yeah, I had never seen this guy wrestle before, and I was very, very impressed. I loved the match that him and Axel Lennox had. It was
very, very entertaining.
You know, yes, and that's the one thing about Axel that people don't really get is he is a fun, entertaining kind of guy. You know, he's the bruiser. You know, the beer drinker. You know what I mean? But with the beer drinking comes the fun and the, you know, and the weird stuff, and, you know,
from any bar in Binghamton,
you know, and it was just a great, great match. And I was glad to watch it. And Dasher Hatfield, you know, anybody out there, you get a chance to see this guy. He is amazing.
Check out some Chikara stuff. He's in Chikara a lot. Hatfield, I hope he comes back. I mean, he's got to come back. I mean, they got to get him again. I mean, because he's just that entertaining. I mean, so I'd love to see him. Now, moving on, Stu the Rebel Daniels. And God, has this guy instructed me that Stu Daniels is outside of the word the Rebel. So he is Stu the Rebel Daniels. God damn it. Defeated Tim Plasma with Dave Trouble. LDC, Draven, and Rob Cook defeated British Wolf, Brandon Alvin, Big Papa Chill. And that's what we talked about before. LDC is originally scheduled to take on British Wolf. This, I would like your opinion on, because what the hell were you doing there?
Well,
aside from the worst kick since I've ever seen since kindergarten kickball, what the hell were you doing there?
I am now the manager, as many people probably don't know, because I haven't really talked about it too much, but I am the manager of Brandon Alpha now. British Wolf is a guy that I have been watching for quite some time and have finally been able to bring into ECPW with the help of management, Keith Zimmer, everybody else at, you know, ECPW Showcase Management. I was told when I got there that I was going to be managing British Wolf that night, which obviously is awesome. So
yeah, somebody you've been highly touting for a long time around here.
So, you know, I just decided to have a little talk with Mr. Wolf, and
Mr. Wolf
brought in the violent gent Brandon Alpha and Big Papa Chill, and we decided, you know, we've had enough of what's going on around here in ECPW. Brandon Alpha and I are fed up with all the crap going on, and you even heard it, LDC. Obviously, he's caught the attention of LDC already. So there's a plus, there's a thumbs up. And, you know, I thought, well, let's get the jump on LDC. Obviously, it didn't work. So let's move on.
Okay. Tim Dunst defeated Tim Theory in a match that I was, again, instructed that it's Stroudsburg versus Stroudsburg, because Tim Theory's never lived in East Stroudsburg. Who the hell gives a shit?
I thought he was from Canada.
Well, he is. He moved to Canada now. He's from Halifax, Nova Scotia. He catches fish on an island. I don't know what the hell he's doing up there. So Tim Dunst came in. He defeated him. Tim Dunst, another guy that we talked about making his ECPW return very impressively. It was a hell of a match. I got to give Tim Theory credit for this. He hung in there with Tim Dunst, but at the end, Tim Dunst just a little bit too much.
Now, I have a problem with this Tim Dunst. I don't even know how you say his last name. Well, don't really care at this point in time.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, this guy, after we had an unfortunate incident earlier in the night, I really don't want to get into it. You know what I mean? But kids should not be allowed to be a part of the match. And this Tim Dunst guy, whatever his name is, made it, you know, had a bunch of kids beating up on Tim Theory. Now, I
didn't see anything wrong with
that. I'm not a big, you know, Tim Theory guy. Yeah, we're cool and everything else. And, you know, but, you know, I just, you know, I don't understand why he had to get the kids involved. I didn't like that. As part of ECPW management, I came out and I let that be known that I was not happy that he involved little kids in this match after an incident from earlier in the night.
Well, in another spot, Theory was thrown to the other side of the ring, and Dunst asked for a microphone, also from a kid, immediately gave it to a little girl in the first row. He then instructed her to do the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. As she did this, Tim Theory was just taken to the house, to the shed by Tim Dunst, and holding him up in a suplex the whole entire time, and then dropping him on his head. So I thought that was a good spot, and I thought that was a great time to get the kids involved. And if you really want to go further, yours truly let another fan say the win of the match. I said, hey, stick by me, kid, and when it ends, I'll tell you what to say. And I did, and he had a good night too. So, miserable. kids can be involved a little bit. But I thought this, again, we were talking to Little Daddy C. I thought this was a great show for ECPW. 2016 has been the strongest year, and I'm not even throwing promotion shine on this. ECPW is stronger now than it has been, I shall say, in years.
And yeah, and we did. We took 8 months off, literally. From the area, I should say.
Right.
It was more 6 months because we did a Stroudsburg show.
And it was just a random, like a house show type deal.
Yeah, it wasn't
just nothing.
Yeah.
And just threw it together.
And so, you know, we were nothing
right.
Until April 1st. April 1st, April 2nd. Both great shows. Going to Stroudsburg April 22nd. Another great show. Now we're going to Cortland on May 6th, which is obviously, you know, with the Cortland crowd, we know how they are. They show up and pick in the back of pickup trucks for that show. I mean, so
is not joking.
We know how that's going to go. And of course, the two Excite shows, you know, the one in February and obviously the one we have this Saturday night, there's just so much going on, you know, within not just Binghamton Wrestling, but the extensions that we go out to with ECPW in Pennsylvania. So, you know, it's really a good time and we're really on a high right now. And it's because we took that time off. We regrouped, we brought in bigger, better talent, and it's really starting to show.
All right. So, I mean, and you're totally right. I mean, you know, the quality is way up. At ECPW. So again, you know, there's a lot of 2CW fans that listen to this. There's a lot of Excite Wrestling fans that listen to this that have, you know, kind of shunned ECPW off a little bit. Give it a look, you know, it might change your mind. They have had three quality shows. Now, speaking of a quality show, Jim, Binghamton Wrestling this weekend, Saturday, April 30th, we're going to promote it again. American Legion Post 80. It's 76 Main Street. God, why wouldn't it just be good if they just said 80 Main Street so you could just remember the damn thing? Binghamton, New York. 4:30 is the doors there at 4:30 because there is going to be a pre-show match involved in that. 6 o'clock is the actual bell time. This is their WrestleMania, Jim. Excite versus the World 4 is their big one. Come on out. Follow Excite Wrestling at Excite Wrestling or facebook.com/Excite-Wrestling. Or just get over there and buy tickets at ExciteWrestling.com.
Yeah, make sure you're there. I mean, it's really turning out to be a great card. We'll be there in full force for 3ropes.com, and I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I can't wait to see who's gonna replace Sean Carr to face Chuck Taylor. I mean, that's really the question of the night, and I can't wait to see who it is.
Yeah, well, you know, me either. Also, Tommaso Ciampa going to be there on a WWE contract. So he is an actual WWE wrestler showing up. He's obviously on NXT. You've seen him before. So get over there. Now, there's other in the future. March 6th, we're going to remind you, ECPW Glen Post, This Is Your Life 2, fundraiser for the UMSFL, the Under My Skin for Life Foundation. Jimmy, great group of guys, live from Cortland County Junior Fairgrounds, 4292 Fairgrounds Road in Cortland. As we said, we are under the pavilion. It's an outside show. I can't even predict. Jim, the weather's been so unpredictable. I don't know. You might need a snowsuit or you might need a bathing suit. I can't really tell. Bring your snowshoes and your sunblock to Cortland. You're going to be prepared. Friday, May 6, 2016. Jimmy, it's this year. It's soon. Get amped. He's just like, I'm done. Doors open 7:30. Bell time is going to be 8:30. And ringside 15 and generals 12. So get over there. Get a hold of somebody from ECPW, get your tickets, and, you know, support Binghamton, Cortland, 607 area wrestling. And I don't know. I think that's our show, Jim, as we wrap up for 1 minute. And I'm going to thank you, Marielle. I was handed these notes, okay, these fan signs, and I promised him that I would read them real quick. So I'm going to read them, and these, you know, I'm going to get your quick reactions. Stevie Shields is better than Mr. Saturday Night. That's something you probably agree with. Who the hell is Stevie Shields?
I couldn't play it.
Okay, well, I guess he's better than him. Okay. Prince Akhenaten, now I sent this to him, sucks. What do you think about that?
And in breaking news, Jimmy, Prince Akhenaten fears Jerry the King Lawler. Fears him.
Fears him.
A guy that's had a couple heart attacks.
I'd fear Jerry Lawler too.
Next one. I was just handed this. It's literally straight like an 80-page binder. I don't know if we have enough time to go over this. I'll just have a couple more. Moose versus Luca. That's all. Maybe this guy wants to see it. I don't know if it's Johnny Moose.
Or...
I don't know if it's Moose-ogenic. I don't know from Ring of Honor. I don't know if it actually is a moose.
You're right.
I can't be sure. I know you can go to Maine and book one of those. But Moose versus Luca, that'd be a hell of a match if it were the animal versus Luca, in my opinion. Now, Moose rules. Luca sucks. I guess this guy knows what he wants. Next up. We've lost everybody by now, so who gives a shit? The Trash Masters fear the Lucha Dragons. I think the guy meant Cash Masters, but he was being insulted against the Lucha Dragons. Your thoughts?
Well, I'd fear the Lucha Dragons.
And that's all we need. And next, NWO, Jimmy, New World Order. Is better than Dave Trouble. Now that's pushing it. It's pushing it. God, I purposely saved this one for last because I think it's the only one that's not true. So, you know, there's that. And also, Dave Trouble sucks. And just in, John Cena rules. That is our program for today. Jimmy, anything else to add? Can you come back from that?
No.
All right. Then we'll get out of here. Three Ropes Radio, come back next Thursday. Rob Cook may be on the show. We'll have to see. But it's been real. Let's go watch the draft. Let's go watch some hockey. Thanks a lot for listening, guys, and we'll be back next Thursday.
This has been a presentation of the Three Ropes Media Network. For more, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Three Ropes or visit us at threeropes.com.